From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's attacks on U.S. allies in Karbala, Iraq, took place in a city that has not had the kind of insurgent activity seen elsewhere in that country. Karbala is a holy city to Shiite Muslims, who've been generally supportive of the U.S. occupation. But today, guerrillas launched coordinated attacks, killing at least a dozen people, including four Bulgarian and two Thai soldiers. Scores of people were wounded. Omar Abdelrazak is a producer with the BBC's Arabic service, and he traveled to Karbala today. And can you just describe what happened?
I arrived in the city after the dark tonight. It was totally closed. However, I could see five or four cars totally burned. The town hall building was partially collapsed. Iraqi soldiers whom I interviewed said it was a rocket or a mortar attack in that scene. But actually, it wasn't. It was a suicide bombing by a bombed car. I then moved to the Polish command. The Polish troops are now controlling the area and all coalition troops under their command. When I interviewed the leader in the base there, he told me that there were four suicide attacks at three targets today afternoon.
So this town hall was one of the targets, apparently, from your observation, by a suicide bomber. What were the other targets?
The other targets were a Bulgarian camp near Karbala University, and some of the Bulgarian soldiers killed there, and tens of students in the university were injured. There were no victims, actually, in the university itself. However, later, when the Polish command told us there were six coalition troops being killed in the attacks, and he said they were divided between Bulgarian, Polish, American, and Thai troops. And the other target was a logistic base, which was attacked twice, actually, by two suicide bombs about 10 kilometers from the city center in Karbala.
Omar, we've mentioned Polish troops, Bulgarian troops, Thai troops, and Americans. What sort of relations did all those soldiers have with the local residents?
It seems that the local people there were very happy with the coalition troops. Actually, they were not angry, and even policemen I interviewed told me that those people are keen for our security and our safety, and even they mentioned that those who did today's attacks must be not from Karbala. But generally, I can say that people there were very angry for those attacks, and they considered that they had been meant to disturb the calm environment Karbala has witnessed over the last 8 months.
Are authorities assuming that the attackers must be outsiders since the city of Karbala has been so friendly, or do they have some evidence that the outsiders were involved?
Well, nobody actually can have evidence on that, but even the governor of Karbala, when I interviewed him, he mentioned that they must be foreigners from neighboring countries as well.
Omar Abdelrazak is a producer with the BBC's Arabic service. After traveling to Karbala, he's now back in Baghdad, and thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.